I just discovered you a couple of months ago. I live streamed the Garrison New York retreat and have attended some of your Wednesday calls. So I'm still quite new to you. And I wrote out this beautiful thing you said during one of the first meditations on the first day about how some of us may have this residual impulse to do, create, achieve something in the world. And because it gives me a great sense of relief. In me, that impulse still feels quite pressing. And I imagine, I tell myself this because, well, I think a lot of people sort of get beyond those things by like having achieved a lot of the things they thought they wanted, they thought would bring them satisfaction, what have you. In my case, I sort of feel like despite considerable efforts, most of those things have not materialized or manifested in my life, like family, partnership, career dreams. And so it seems really okay. And also, I suppose, because like I think of myself as young enough that like they're still within the realm of possibility to be realized, but old enough that like the clock is ticking very quickly and time is very precious. Although I don't really know like what else I would do. And so it's just there's this like conflict fear that arises in me that if I give up that seeking searching, that I'm failing on like what I came here in this incarnation to realize, or to achieve, like like I'm failing God somehow if I just give up on all of that. Am I turning in this direction out of a form of escapism? Because there's something I'm chickening out on in terms of the world.
Yes.
Does that
Carrie,
make sense?
I want to just be sure that you haven't misunderstood something I said. That you quoted me saying, I think at Garrison, during a meditation, be aware of the impulse
It was here,
to
it was this
achieve, to
week.
become, to acquire, to understand, so on. I just want to be clear what I meant by that, because it's very important you don't misunderstand this. What I meant was, be aware of any impulse that remain in you to acquire, to become, to achieve, and so on, in order to become enlightened. That was the small print that I may not have actually spelt out. I didn't mean to imply that it's not legitimate and appropriate to have a desire or an impulse or an ambition in the world, for instance, to have an intimate relationship or to have a child or to develop a business or to create something in the world. Or I did not mean to imply that to have such a desire was somehow contrary to what we speak of here. I meant something more specific. Just be aware of the impulse, any impulse in you that you have to do something in order to become enlightened. That was the only impulse that I was referring to, not the more worldly impulse for relationship, family, work, and so on. Those impulses are entirely legitimate, and I would not encourage you to give up on those if you want to pursue them, that they're legitimate and they're consistent with this understanding. You can still desire to have relationship, family, to work, to create something, and for that desire to come from this understanding. It doesn't contradict this understanding. So don't feel that your desire for those things is a failure of your understanding. It's not. It's okay to desire those things. That they're desires that come from love in you. They're not personal desires. They're personal in the sense that they come through you as a person, But the origin of those desires is something bigger than you as a person. The origin of those desires is love. But should those desires not be fulfilled, Kerry, you are not letting God down. God wants one thing in life, and that is your happiness. That's what God wants from you. He doesn't want children or a successful career or a conventional relationship. But you may have all of those things. That's fine. But if you don't have those things, you're not failing your purpose in life. Your purpose, your ultimate purpose in life is to recognize your true nature and therefore to recognize its innate peace and quiet joy, and then to express that to the best of your ability in your life, whatever that means for you. I wish you the very best, Kerry.
Thank you.